welcome to the Business Success Club. I want to say welcome, and you are in for a treat in this group. Hey, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. And on this podcast, what we really want to establish is this: how do hardworking entrepreneurs build profitable and scalable businesses whilst having the freedom and balance to do the other things they love, like family, vacations, sports, fun, adventures, and charity? So let's tune into today's podcast. Hello and welcome to the Business Success Show with me, Mac Attram. And today I have a very, very special guest. And I'll, as we always say on these shows is this: what we like to explore at the Business Success Show is this: how can hardworking entrepreneurs build profitable and scalable businesses whilst having the freedom and the balance to do the other things they love, like family, like sports, like fun, like adventures, like charity? See, there is more to life than just the daily hustle and grind. And today I have a very, very special guest, my good friend, Simon Zucci. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Simon Zucci before we bring him up on here. Now, Simon, he's an experienced investor. He's a successful entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur, if I can say that. He's a best-selling author. He's widely regarded and recognized as one of the top wealth creation strategists in the United Kingdom. Now, having started to invest in property in 1995, longer than most, and went on to become financially free at the age of 32. He's never looked back since. Now, something you need to understand before I bring him in, he actually runs and he founded the largest, I think it's called the PIN Network, and he can tell us more about it, which covers more than 50 cities, the largest property networking organization here in the United Kingdom. Since 2003, Simon has taught thousands of entrepreneurs and business owners just like you how to successfully invest in a tax-efficient way to create additional streams of income, also give them more time to do the things they love, like I just said, and build long-term wealth. That's what we want at the end of the day as business owners. We want to build that long-term wealth so we can have that freedom. Simon's book, which is Property Magic, if you have not got this book, get it. It's an Amazon bestseller, sold more than 100,000 copies, and it, which is in its sixth edition now, became number one in 2008 on Amazon and remains number one as a best-selling property book on there. Also, his other company, crowdproperty.com, crowdfunding, which is a crowdfunding platform, has now surpassed over 100 million pounds lent to property investors. So you need to hear from this guy. And what I want to explore with Simon on today's Business Success Show is how can business owners really utilize the secrets and the power of real estate property investing to also have that freedom to do the things they like outside of just running their business. What else can create freedom? So over to you, Simon. Simon, give us a little bit about your background, who you are, what you do today, and also we'll go through some of the history of what led you to that in a moment. Go ahead, Simon.
Hi, Max. So first of all, thank you very much for asking me on the show. I'm really pleased to come and help share some ideas and hopefully some inspiration with fellow entrepreneurs and business owners. When I go back to school, I was always very entrepreneurial as a kid. I was thinking how I can make money, but I actually followed a very traditional route. I went to university, I got a graduate job at Cadbury's, a chocolate manufacturer in Birmingham, and I really thought that was, I was going to climb up the corporate ladder, and that's what I wanted to do. But you know what? As soon as I got my first job offer, I bought a house, I lived in myself, and I rented out two of the rooms to my friends who were at university. And the rent they paid pretty much covered the bills, and I was kind of living for free. And after a few years, I'd saved some money from my salary, and I had a part-time business running student nightclub events in Birmingham for university students. That was a good, fun, cash business at that time. And I decided to buy a second property. And what I did was I moved out of my first property into a house a bit closer to Cadbury's, and I rented the first ones in 1998 to students. And it's at that point, Mac, I had this real light bulb moment. Now, none of my family have ever been in property before, apart from their own homes, none of my friends. And I think I was inspired by my student landlord when I was a student. And he explained to me how, you know, he buys houses, He rents them out. And after paying the mortgage and insurance and the maintenance and the management, there's money left over every single month. Now, in theory, it sounds great. But until I'd actually done it in 1998, and I realized that I was making money every single month without having to do any more work, that was a real light bulb. Because everything else, you know, going to Cadbury's, my corporate job, if I didn't turn up, I didn't get paid. In my nightclub business, if I wasn't there sorting things out, it wouldn't make money. And this was just a light bulb for me. And this is why this can be such a great additional thing for most business owners to do. It takes a bit of time and effort to set up in the first place, obviously. But once you've done that, it can create these extra income streams coming to you personally. And the brilliant thing about this is, if you've got a successful business, hopefully you're making money, you've got some retained profit. Instead of sitting in the bank doing absolutely nothing, you can lend that money to you, to either a property company that you own or personally. You can invest in property, pay it back to the company. So the company's still got its money back. And yet you've leveraged that asset, that resource, to build your personal wealth.
Okay, slow down. I mean, I can see you are passionate about property.
Oh, absolutely.
I've known you for so many years, and I know you're one of the leading people in this arena. So I know you can go on, but let me rewind for the people who just missed what you said. I got it because I invest in real estate. Just let's break down what you just said. For the people sitting there thinking, well, Simon, I'm running my business. You know, I'm working hard all the time. You're saying, I can take some profit from my business, invest it. I don't have the time, Simon. I mean, yes, I would like to create wealth. Yes, I'd like to have more freedom. Yes, I'd like to have more time to see my kids and my family. How do I do that then?
Okay, so a couple of things. First of all, there's a great saying I'm sure you've heard, Matt. Some people are so busy earning a living, they don't have enough time to create real long-term wealth.
Right.
Right. And look, if you're in a business, I know I'm an entrepreneur. I'm probably a workaholic. I know you probably have done that in the past. Yeah. You have your own business. It's your baby. You put all the blood and sweat and effort in, and you're building something hopefully great that's giving value to people, and you're getting rewarded for that, right? And that's brilliant. And we all know that to be really successful, if you can put a team in place that's not you doing all the work, it's really a smart thing to do, because there are only a certain number of hours we've all got in the day. And there'll be some things that as a business owner, you're brilliant at, and some things you're not so good at, and you get other people to do those things for you, okay? And that's how businesses step up to the next level, so you're not doing everything yourself.
Right.
So if you're completely new in a business and it's just you're doing everything, property is probably not the best stage for you. But once you've got a bit of a team and you've got some great profit, then it's something you should think about, because I'm a great believer, if you want to do anything, you know, you can find the time to do it. It's all about priorities. Yeah, I'm sure that all of us in our businesses, we could find more to do in our businesses if we wanted to.
True.
We could never do all the things we want to do in our business. But the whole point about this is, if you carve out some time, and you do need to educate yourself to learn how to do it properly, but if you carve out some time and then you invest that time using your business money to invest, once you've got it set up, someone else can manage the property for you. I don't manage any of my properties. If I did that, I'd have a full-time job managing property, which I don't want to do. I want to do this, Mac, like you. I know you love to inspire people and train people and help people. That's what I love to do. You just do it in business. I just do it in property and real estate. Right. And the whole point is to do exactly what you said. It's to create freedom. It's to create choice. And, you know, I think one thing that the global pandemic of 2020 has shown all of us is it's very dangerous to have all your eggs in one basket. You know, I'm sure that you know fellow business owners who have had their whole businesses wiped out. I run an events business. We've had to put everything online. I know you do a lot of events as well. And a lot of us have adapted, but there are many people who've just not been able to adapt, or the market's just caught them. So I think that's a real lesson for all of us. That
I agree with you totally there. You know, for more than 15 years, I've been telling people, business owners that I've been working with, make sure you've got some other asset classes that's generating cash flow for you. You know, my wife and I have been investing in real estate for more than 20 years. So we've got three different real estate property businesses. So during this lockdown and this COVID situation where some of my other business weren't able to operate, like our events company, our training and coaching company, I couldn't fly anymore.
Yeah,
we still got income coming through some of these other asset classes.
Yeah.
And this is what you're saying, that, listen, real estate, bricks and mortar, where people have to live, will always be in demand, especially in the UK. Talk a little bit about that. Why is the UK a great place to invest?
Okay, so I'll talk about that, and I'll talk about the type of property as well. And like you, I think that when you look at where people live, so residential property people live in is different from commercial property.
Correct.
Commercial property, you know, by the way, both go up and down. They're cyclical markets like any other market. The problem with commercial property, there are some benefits of it, but the biggest one for me is that it's very susceptible to changes in the economy. And we are seeing a massive recession in the UK. We're going to see lots of commercial property become available. So there's going to be some opportunities there to convert it into residential. The reason residential is so good, and particularly in the UK, is you're right, people always need somewhere to live. And in the UK, it's a pretty small but very popular island. We have an increasing population due to expanding, increasing birth rates and longer life expectancy. We're all living longer. So the population's going up, but there's just not enough accommodation. The government has said we need 300,000 new homes every year. We just cannot build that many. So this is why the long-term trend of property prices in the UK is up. They don't always go up. We have corrections every now and then. We had a correction in 2008, 2009 because of the global financial crisis. Yeah. Many people believe in 2021 there's going to be a correction in the UK market. After any boom, you have a bit of a bust, right? So that's kind of, we understand that. But actually, when prices are coming down, is a great time to be getting in, as long as you know what you're doing and as long as you're holding for long term, because it's the true long term growth, Mac. We want cash flow now, but the long term growth. So I've been investing in property for 25 years now. Mm. And in the UK, they say that on average, every 10 years, property prices double, okay? Now, it's not every 10 years. That's an average across a long enough period. But the longer you hold property, the more that average becomes true.
Right.
I've certainly got properties that I bought, the first few properties, they've doubled again, and almost doubled again. So that certainly rings true for me. And I know sometimes people look at property, oh, it's really expensive. Well, when prices come down, that's a great opportunity to get back in again. And that's what's going to happen in the UK. So I'm really excited about the UK.
Yeah.
Most people are going to be not knowing what to do, but those of us know what we're doing, it's going to be a great opportunity. I'm sure you agree with that.
I agree with you totally. You know, 2021 is it's buying season, really. You know, let me share something with you. I've directed a lot of people who've asked me, where can I learn property investing? Because I've known you for so long, and because you've been doing it for so long, I'd say, look, check out Simon Zucci. Just whatever he's doing, just go and check it out. And every time someone, and so I know people have come across to you, people say to me, Mac, you know, I'm going to buy property. How can I really make it successful? I said, do not do anything until you get the education.
Yeah.
Do not buy anything until you get the education. I know for me and my wife, the biggest change for us was not buying traditionally, but once we learned how, we actually went on a course, learned how to do it properly, bought creatively, and we were able to acquire millions and millions of pounds worth of real estate property. So education, tell us a little about why is education so, so important before you actually start investing in real estate property?
Yeah, well, I think it's like anything, really. Even if you're in business, you know, most of us, we're not lucky enough to have people who are investors around us or business owners. If you've been brought up in a family like that, you're going to be more inclined to do that. But most of us are taught, go to school, get a good job, pay your taxes, you know, retire at 65, 70, whatever. And that's the way we're conditioned, right?
Yeah.
But for me, and so because of that, no one ever teaches you how to manage your money. No one teaches you how to buy a property. These are kind of things that people just kind of figure out.
Yeah.
And my first property, I really didn't know what I was doing. I just needed somewhere to live. And there happened to be a house just up the road from where I was living as a student. I could just about afford it with my salary. I had no money, by the way. I had to borrow the deposit. So you can invest in property with very little of your own money. Mm. If you have money, obviously that's easier. You have more choice, but there are strategies where you need very little money. And so I bought that and I did okay. And I had this distinction that it became a cash machine for me in 1998 when I started renting it out. I was getting paid money every single month, as well as the long-term growth. But if I'm perfectly honest, Mac, over the last 25 years, I bought a number of properties, which at the time might have seemed like a good thing. But looking back with hindsight, which is a wonderful thing, of course,
of course
there are some properties that I bought, which I wouldn't buy again if I had the second chance. And that's because we don't know what we don't know.
True.
We make assumptions and decisions based on what we know at the time. And that might seem like a good idea, but as we educate ourselves and learn from other people who've already been there, achieved what we want, teach us how to avoid the mistakes that most people make, that's the smart way to learn. That's why you should always, I'm a great believer of educating myself. If I want to do anything now, rather than trying to watch YouTube videos and read some books to work it out, I will try and find the best person in the world who's teaching it and go and learn from them, right? And the reason is because I can save myself literally decades of learning and learn the stuff that I need to learn. Now, look, there's a load of free stuff online. I've got a YouTube channel, I've got a podcast, lots of free information out, and that's all great stuff. Yeah. The problem is, if you're just trying to rely on free information, there's so many people out there, there's an overwhelm of information. And how do you know the person who's got a YouTube video actually knows what they're talking about and has actually done it themselves? So that's very difficult to assess. And a lot of people get overwhelmed with so much information that they don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you come on a paid course, Matt, I believe what happens is you are basically getting the right information you need presented in a way to make it easy to understand and actionable, so you can actually go out and apply it. And that's the difference between the great free information out there, and you can certainly start to educate yourself, but it's going to take a long time. And I'm sure you'd agree, Mac, time is our most valuable asset.
Yeah, absolutely.
Investing in ourselves to gain specialist knowledge and support, we not only save a huge amount of time, but we get the results we want in a much shorter amount of time. So we can spend our lives doing what we really want to do, which is what you and I do, which is this, right?
Exactly. This is my mission work. This is what I love doing. So yes, I've got businesses, I've got real estate, but I also love teaching, because I think with knowledge comes power. With the application of knowledge comes even greater power.
Yes.
So tell me something. We talked earlier on about why it's attractive, why the UK is an attractive market to invest. Yeah. Well, those people, because I have clients and our audience is worldwide. We've got people from all over the world. And those people who are thinking, well, I real estate doesn't really work the way you talking about it in my country. Then, and some people have inquired with me previously, how can I invest in the UK as well? Is there a way for overseas people, how easy or how hard is it to invest in the UK?
Yeah, so great question, Max. So first of all, not only is the UK a great market where, and in a lot of places, property prices are so expensive, you can't really buy something that's gonna make you positive cash flow. It just doesn't stack up. So you're absolutely right. And people think, oh, because it doesn't work here, it's not gonna work anywhere. Because of the advent of the internet, now the world is a very small place.
True.
And so I've got clients, I'm based in the UK. I've got clients in Australia, I've got Hong Kong, Singapore, Dubai, America, Canada. And whilst investing in your own market, if it works, it's a great thing to do, and you should absolutely do that. I believe in diversification. And anybody from around the world can invest in the UK. There are no restrictions, okay? And we have, unlike many places, we have freehold land, so you can, as a foreign investor, the way to do it generally be to set up a UK company. You don't need to visit the UK to do that, by the way. You can do that remotely. Okay. Once you have a UK company, you can put your funds from your business into a UK business, which, by the way, can be a loan. And what that means is you can take a whole load of money out of the UK, and it's a loan, so you pay no tax on it. It's getting a bit complicated here now, but maybe. But you set up a business, and once you have a UK business, actually, there are several lenders in the UK who will lend you money, even though the company is owned by an overseer. So it is very possible to do in the current market, but you've got to know how to do it. And then you've got to know how to find great deals. And again, a lot can be done remotely. You will need people on the ground who can help you. And again, trust is a big question. How do I find people I trust? Well, there are ways of checking people out and make sure that they've got your interest at heart. And they're normally paid for what they do, obviously, but it's possible to put together what you call a power team. People who are on the ground, who know what they're doing, who can help you. So you can absolutely invest remotely.
Is that easy to do? Is that like?
I wouldn't say it's easy, because easy means there's no. You definitely decide you want to do it. You have to put some little bit of focus into it, but it's very straightforward to do. On a lesser scale, I have bought properties in the UK that I have never been to, that I've never met the seller. I had someone local go and check it out for me and make sure it's okay, take some pictures, do a report. But I've got properties I've never been to, and I'm never going to go to them. Other people manage it. So I know it's absolutely possible. I've done it in the UK remotely, and we've had clients. One of my clients, a guy called Billy Turriff, he was living and working in Dubai from the UK originally as an expat, tax-free salary as a management consultant. You can imagine how much money he was making.
Right? He's making a lot of money in Dubai, tax-free.
Tax-free, absolutely. And now he already had a few investment properties in the UK. He was buying properties in Liverpool, quite cheap ones, turned them into student property, renting them out, you know, making a little bit of income. And he realized he was going to have to get lots and lots of these properties to replace his corporate salary in Dubai, especially because it was tax-free. But unfortunately, him and his wife had split up, and his son was living in the UK with his wife. So as part of his choice and freedom, he quite liked Dubai, but he wanted to be there with his son. But he couldn't afford to leave and come back to the UK. And even if he got the same job in the UK, he would be earning so much less money. So what he wanted to do was, while he was in the UK, to really step up to the next level and really build his portfolio. And he was able to, and we have a year-long mastermind program. Okay. And he was doing this in Dubai and coming to the UK occasionally. He was able to more than replace his expat tax-free management consultant income in Dubai in just 12 months.
That what that simply says is, although he's got a corporate job, he's able to now not worry about getting sacked, because he's got this other asset class, real estate property, which is bringing him just as much income. Now he's financially free. That's what we said, right?
In fact, he collected his last bonus, said, "Right, thanks guys, I'm going." And went back to, came back to the UK now. And just, he does property because he likes property.
Okay.
So he's given up the corporate life. So he now sees loads of his son. He does what he wants, and actually does coaching and training for us as well. You know, so for me, it's all about choice, Mac. It's all about choice.
Yeah, definitely. It is, because someone can choose to work hard in their business and not really create the wealth that they really desire, not really create the lifestyle that they desire. I know that I invest in real estate. It's great for me, great cash flow. I invest in businesses, great cash flow for me, but things change. So you need to, why is real estate a preferred choice to you as opposed to cryptocurrency or stocks or all these other asset classes that someone might say, look, I'm running my business, why should I take time and effort to look at real estate when I can sit in front of the computer and do Forex trading, or I can do social media thing or whatever?
Right. So I think all those things are very valid. And I think a lot of those things can make really good money for you. Okay. However, there are a couple of key differences. First of all, remember that first property I talked about, the one I bought in 1995 and lived myself. I moved out in 90 and I've rented it ever since. I've probably been to that property in the last 22 years since I've not lived there, maybe four times.
Right.
Now it's like a couple of miles away from where I live, but I don't have to go there. So I've worked once to get paid for it. Now, forgive me if I'm wrong, but most people, if they're doing Forex trading, they've got to be on, they've got to be watching. It's taking time every single day. Now, they might make a lot of money doing it, but they're still trading their time for money.
Yeah,
I don't do that.
Yeah,
but there's a great saying I want everyone to really listen to and hope this resonates. It's work once, get paid forever.
Forever.
You put the time in it. Now, is there some time and effort involved? Well, yes. Is it completely passive? I don't think it's completely passive.
I don't think anything ever is.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I spend an hour, 1 hour every week communicating via Zoom with the people who look after my property portfolio.
Right.
And I could do that from anywhere in the world. Okay. So it's not completely passive, but it's as close as you can get to that. I obviously pay those people to do that for me. So I lose some of the income doing that. But I've got enough to make that still worthwhile. So I've got my time back. So that's the first thing, that, you know, you work once, get paid forever. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that you can buy a property and you can have an influence on the value of it. You can do stuff to that property to increase the value. Whereas it's pretty damn hard unless you've got a lot of money to increase the value of shares or increase cryptocurrency. And I think the problem is a lot of people go into those things, and if you really educate yourself, you know what you're doing, you can make good money. I think a lot of people dabble in them and probably end up losing money. It's very difficult to lose money in real estate if you follow the golden rules that I talk about in my book, Property Magic.
Great book, by the way.
Thank you very much. Because we show you how you minimize risk. Are there risks? Of course there are risks. Do people lose money in real estate? Yes, of course they do. But generally, it's people who have not educated themselves or not followed the rules. Yeah. It's very unlikely that the value of your property is going to go to zero. Whereas we've seen some huge companies, and I think we're going to see even more, unfortunately, as 2021 unfolds, big companies go out of business. Cryptocurrencies can go to pot. That can't really happen with real estate. So fundamentally, I think it's got more intrinsic value than other investments. If you look at the Times top 1,000 rich list, Mac, most of the people on that, probably about 65% of the people, have either made their money in property or they made it in business and then parked it in property. It is the preferred asset of the rich, but it doesn't have to be exclusive to the rich.
Very good, very good. I love that. I remember a conversation with you several months back, because during this COVID, I've had time to create new programs, reconnect with people like you from many years ago. And I remember you said, Mac, just come to my virtual program, come to my course. And I said, Simon, look, I've been investing in real estate for over 20 years. We've got a large portfolio. I'm already multi-millionaire. Why should I come? And I'll tell you something. I thought, I've got a bit of time. I can't come for the free 3 days, but I came for quite a big chunk of it. And what you shared was actually so significant and so current and so relevant that I thought, wow, I can make other decisions based on what you shared. So I highly recommend your program. You know, remember to join us on a Facebook group, Business Success Club. Business Success Club, Facebook group, type it in, make sure you join us there. If you're listening to this right now, let me tell you, you're listening to one of the UK's, not even one of the world's leading experts in the teaching and education of real estate property investing. Why do I say that? Success Resources have asked him to come and speak on their stages. He's spoken at Never Work Again at these programs. He's spoken at, Tony Robbins' Wealth Mastery. So he knows what he's talking about.
Three times in the UK.
Three times in the UK as well, which is fantastic. So, you know, the reason why I wanted to speak to Simon and share this information with you is this. You could be working hard. And in maybe you could work for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years in your business and having nothing to show for it. But what if you said, hey, you know, what I really want is freedom. And freedom to continue working in my business, or freedom to, if I ever sell this business, I've still got income coming from another source. And reason why I love real estate is because of what Simon is saying. You know, it's an it adds intrinsic value, and it's another asset class that is going to be there. People have got somewhere to, they've got to live somewhere. So,
Let me give you another example, Max. So some very good friends of mine who've done my property training, they're now very, very successful developers in the UK. Years and years ago, about 20 years ago, they had a glass manufacturing business, right? So they were manufacturing glass for double glazing, and they had a factory premises, etc. And unfortunately, times were tough, and that business had to shut down. And they looked at the real estate that housed their business, and they realized they'd made more money on that commercial building than they'd made pretty much all the time running the business for like 10, 15 years. Mm. And they kind of thought, what are we doing here? What have we missed a big trick? Sometimes people are so focused on their business, so tunnel vision, which in a way is good to be focused, but sometimes it's exclusion of other opportunities. And there are opportunities everywhere if only you have your eyes open for them. Yeah. And I believe that the UK, what's going to happen in 2021 market, it's going to be a great opportunity for us to get in. And because we're doing all our events virtual, Mac, we are seeing so many more people from particularly Asia and the Middle East come in and access our online training. There's often live, so you can ask questions and things. And right. they started to successfully invest in you because they realize it actually, with the right training, it's possible. So we do lots of online training. We're actually doing some special training. The three-day course that you've done, Mac, that's just amazing. We're doing an international version where it's about 75% the same content, but we're also showing, okay, how do you actually set up your business in the UK? How do you actually understand the UK process? How do you find a trusted power team, etc.? And that's a pretty exciting thing we're going to do as a live event to create a product, because lots of people want to buy our products. And actually, we've got some complimentary training to explain a little bit more about the UK market. I think there's going to be a link probably somewhere below this video, or
we can share some stuff out, because you know our audience want to, they're really interested in financial freedom and wealth creation. And so, anything you can provide that will help them with that, that would be great. So maybe if you can, share a link in a little while, that'll be fantastic. So let me ask you this, Simon. What about the person who's listening in now and thinking, I'd love to invest in real estate, but I don't have any money. You know, I don't have any money. My company's not making a profit yet. I'm trying to pivot in this economic climate, but I want to get into real estate, but I don't have any money. So
it's amazing. You know, obviously if you have money sitting in your savings account personally or in your business account, that's obviously the first money you could use. Right. But I hear this all the time, Mac, when people say, I've not got any money. And actually sometimes people have their own home, or maybe they inherit a property, and sometimes they're unencumbered. They've got no debt on them at all. Well, the way most people actually get into real estate is by refinancing their existing home, or they might have inherited a property, as I said, and they can use that money to go and buy some investment properties. And a lot of people, particularly from Asia and India, they like to buy things cash. Nothing wrong with doing that, but they're missing one of the key points about leverage. And leverage is about using other people's time, their other people's experience, and other people's money. So typically in the UK, you put in 25% will be the deposit you'd put in, and you get 75% borrowing from a bank. And I said, there are a number of banks that will lend to UK companies owned by foreign investors. So you don't need to be buying cash, first of all. And depending where in the UK you're buying, you know, you could get started from as little as £20,000 or £30,000 would get you a deposit on a small property up north, maybe. But you know what? There are ways that you can actually buy at a discount by working what we call motivated sellers. You can get some people to add value to the property and refinance the money. So the same chunk of deposit can be used on multiple properties over a number of years. So you don't need a huge amount. The deposit can be refinanced. People might not have money in their bank, but they might have equity in their home. So there are many, many different resources.
Hold on a second. So in case someone missed what you just said.
I do talk quickly, Mac.
I know what my audience is like, and that's why I stopped you here and there.
Please do.
You're saying, look, I could come up with something whereby this pot of money that I invest in this property, if I know what I'm doing, I'm clever enough, I can refinance and just keep repeating.
Yes.
This is the leverage thing you're talking about, using other people's money, whether it's the bank or friends or associates or whatever, and build long-term wealth.
It's what we call momentum investing. So people think, I've got to put money in and leave it in there for 3, 5, 10 years to allow for the value to go before I can take it out. No, if you can buy the discount and add value, you can recycle it. And then you touched on a very important point there, Mac. Once you start doing this, once you realize how not easy, but straightforward this is, you know, friends and family will start saying, hey, what, how are you doing? What are you doing this? And there'll be people who've got money in the bank doing absolutely nothing, and they want to get a better return. So you can actually use other people's money to invest in property. You make enough to pay them a great, healthy interest rate, and you still make money yourself, and you've got the long-term growth on the property as well. There's always a way if you know how to do it and you apply that knowledge, Mac.
This is why I said earlier on that education is so important. I've had people who said, Mac, how did you acquire so many multiple millions of pounds of property? And I said, because I've got the right information, I've got the right knowledge, and I did it creatively. And it was all, so if someone know, if you know what to do and how to do it, you can acquire wealth very quickly. If you don't have that information, you will struggle as I teach in my courses, you will struggle for years and years and years to come because you don't know how. Yeah. Right.
And so, either never actually get started, which is a tragedy. If you know what to do, but you're not using that knowledge, either never get started, or if you don't have the right knowledge, actually start and make an expensive mistake, which costs you a lot of money, but maybe even worse, puts you off trying again.
Yeah.
And you miss the whole lifetime opportunity of investing in real estate.
Fantastic. Tell us about the crowdfunding project that you have. Now, I think you've now lent out over £100 million worth of tell us a little bit about that.
So I'm still actively investing in property myself because you can make lots of money, why wouldn't I do it? But also I believe to keep up to date to teach my students, I need to be actively doing it. So I'm still investing myself. And since about 2010, I've started doing kind of larger commercial to residential conversions where we take care homes, or I've taken a youth center, I've taken a pub, converted them into apartments, okay? And by the way, I don't sell any property to any of our students. So I don't sell things. We teach people how to do it themselves and how to find their own deals, because I think there'll be a conflict of interest there.
That's right.
So basically, I've been doing those bigger deals, and a lot of them I was using other people's money. I teach my students how to use other people's money. So I was walking the talk doing that. And I usually work with people with chunks of £50,000 at a time, or multiples of that. But I realized a lot of people on my training database, who didn't have that much money, but would love to be able to get a better return than they're getting in the bank. Mm-hmm. Then I realized many of our students who we were training, they were going out finding some really good projects. They were using their own money first, but then they're kind of running out of money, and actually they needed to be able to fund those projects. So I, back in 2014, put together Crowd Property. It's an FCA, which is the Financial Conduct Authority here in the UK. So it's a regulated firm. Mm-hmm. And we basically find really good development deals. We do all the due diligence on those. We then offer those on our platform, and people can invest as little as £500. You do have to have an account, a UK bank account, because anti-money laundering things. So at the moment, if you're overseas, you may not be able to actually participate in that at the moment until you have a UK company. Yeah. But when you've got a UK company, you could lend through that platform, and we take care of all the regulation, all the legal paperwork, all the money transfer, etc. And to date, we've had zero defaults. We have had some late loans, mm-hmm. but they've all been paid back. So zero, no one's ever lost a penny. We've lent over just gone through £100 million.
Fantastic.
So we're just solving a problem. I'm an entrepreneur, right? I saw a problem. I saw people who wanted to get funding for their deals, people who are getting no return in the bank, and we take care of it all. We have that element of trust, and you know, we have over 10,000 lenders at the moment, and generally projects fund really, really quickly. So, and here's a great thing, Mac. That particular business, I set that up without me being in it. I'm in the education business. I love to do education, but I thought, you know what? I need to put a team in there. So I'm the chairman of that business. I'm the founder, but I have very little to do with the day-to-day. I have a CEO in there. I have a board in there running it. So it's a very profitable business. It's serving loads of people, and I don't have to put hardly any of my time in. I do one board meeting a month. I do a bit of social media stuff for it, waving the flag, telling people on things like this, and that's it. And that business is a multi-million. I don't have to work ever again because of that business.
So fantastic. Yeah. Listen, guys, you say you want to hear from business owners. Not only is Simon Zucci a multi-millionaire and also a business owner, entrepreneur, property investor, but you're hearing it from someone who's in business, who, like I've been saying, people, make sure you've got your systems in place, you've got the teams in place, you've got the structures in place to give you freedom. Now, he's done that in business, he's done that investing, he's done that in property. So he listened to someone who is doing it. Now, I've got a question for you. Hey guys, remember to join us in the Facebook group, Business Success Club, to learn more about these things on how to create more financial freedom, how to create a better business as well. Now, here's a question for you, Simon. Based on your knowledge of over 25 years in real estate and what you've been doing, if God forbid, something happened where you lost everything.
Yeah.
You lost everything. You had nothing, right? Knowing what you know and knowing of the UK market and knowing what strings to pull and knowing everything you need to know, how quickly could you get yourself to a place where you are financially free again? In other words, you've invested in real estate again, you've got no money.
Yeah.
What would you do? And how quickly could you get that done?
Yeah. So it kind of depends, I guess, because if, and also what level of financial independence. So there's level to kind of cover your base costs and make sure you don't have to trade your time for money. But there's also getting up to the point where you've got money to do all the things you want to do as well. Right. So I guess it depends what level you're talking about.
But the level I'm talking about is the level where you really don't have to get a job. You don't have to trade your time for money.
Yeah.
You can do what you want to do and still have that freedom. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Yeah, knowing what I know now, and I've been doing this a long time, obviously, and I've helped thousands of people do this, I'm pretty confident if I lost everything within 6 months using none of my own money, I reckon I could get to a point where I have more than enough to
there you go.
So
it's fantastic. You know, years ago.
Actually, that gives an amazing confidence.
Yeah.
Because I know something, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in the world. If I did lose everything, I would not be worried about it. I would not be fazed about that. There'd be a time where that would freak me out, but not anymore, because I've got this belief and confidence that, you know what, if I lost everything, I'd be able to not only make it back, but my portfolio would be much better and stronger, because I wouldn't buy all the things that I bought that maybe weren't such good at the time, seemed like a good idea. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get it. You know, maybe 20 years ago, I read a book by Robert Allen, and
I know Robert Allen very well. Yes.
Yeah, No Money Down.
Yeah,
and I remember you saying, "Drop me to any city.
Yeah,
no money. Maybe just get a bit of money to buy some food, and I will demonstrate to you. I'll buy a property with no money and all the rest of it." And you've just given an example that, based on the experience and the knowledge you have, you lost everything. Within 6 months, you'll get it all back again. Now, that is an amazing level of confidence, because I feel the same thing. I could do the same because of the knowledge. Yeah. The knowledge is the key thing. It's not just what you have, but it's what you've got up here that you can utilize to create wealth, right?
And I think it's knowledge. I also think it's the contacts you have. You know, I'm as you've very kindly said, pretty well regarded in the industry and pretty well known. So I've been doing this a very long time, you know, and I think people have hard luck. I think I could easily go to people and connect and get some help and support, but then so could every other entrepreneur watching this. If you have a business you've set up, you will know people, you'll know family and friends. And if you lost it all, I'm pretty sure if you took the lessons from that and retrained, you could get back much quicker than you did the first time around.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure. And this is where property really stands on its own, because there are people in this economic climate who've lost their businesses.
You know, there
are people who are close to losing their businesses. And if I was in that boat, you know what I would do? The first thing would be, okay, how do I create income without having to ever work again? And for me, one of the first places would be real estate property.
Absolutely.
Then I own the property. It's bringing me cash flow on an ongoing basis. And if I choose to start another business, I can. But knowing that my property business also serves me, right? Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And there are strategies you can use. And we've talked about buying only property. But actually, there are strategies such as purchase options where you don't actually buy it, but you control it. That means you don't need big deposits. You don't even need to be able to get mortgages. If you have the specialist knowledge and the attitude and willingness to apply that knowledge, there are so many ways to make money in real estate. And I'd say it again, you just don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. So guys, thank you for listening in here. I'm sure you've got lots and lots and lots of questions. Make sure you join us in the Facebook group, the Business Success Club, where we can continue this conversation. I trust Simon. I've known him for many, many years. I trust his program. If you haven't got his book, Property Magic, get it. It's amazing. And reason why I wanted to bring Simon on here is we're living in very unprecedented, uncertain times. The business you have now may not be the business you have tomorrow. But make sure you've got a property asset class, you've got another asset class. And for me, that asset class, property, is my go-to to also fund my lifestyle and fund everything I do. So you can have the best of both worlds and not be stressed out. I trust him wholeheartedly. So Simon, before we finish off, someone wanted to connect with you and maybe to understand more. I know you've got lots of stuff on YouTube and lots of
stuff
on the podcast. It's all valuable. I listen to them. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Where could you direct them?
The very best way is probably, I have a LinkedIn account. It's Simon Zutshi. My surname is Zutshi. So connecting on LinkedIn is a really good way to connect with me. Sure. And if you mentioned you came through Mac, obviously I spent a bit more time with you. Buying Property Magic, it's available on audio as well. Yeah. That's probably a pretty good start to get a bit of a grounding. And then also there's going to be a link somewhere around this video.
I'll get a link from you, and then let me share it on this video for everyone.
Share on the video. So people going, want to come and register to one of our free online trainings. We're doing some training right in the next few days, actually. Come and register, and you can decide yourself if it's something you want to do or not. And if it is, come forward and do some further training with us. And everything we do has got a money back guarantee. And I know you're going to love this, because actually you can achieve incredible financial freedom in addition to your business whilst doing your business. You just need to know how to do it, and we can teach you.
Let me ask you, this free training, is it suitable for UK and non-UK residents?
Absolutely, yeah. So it is actually aimed at people who are based overseas who want to invest in the UK.
Okay, perfect. Yeah?
But if someone's in the UK, more than happy to, you're going to learn wherever you are, but it specifically talks about how people from overseas can invest in the UK, and there are some great places to invest in the world. But I think we are very fortunate, Matt, we live in a great place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because of the macroeconomics we've talked about, the increasing population, the long-term trend, and a lot of people want to live here on this tiny little island.
Fantastic. Listen, Simon, I want to say God bless you. Thank you for jumping on this. Helping people to open up their minds to the possibility of their life and creating long-term wealth and not have to struggle, because you know, jumping on something like this and getting that education means that you can create the freedom that you're looking for. Sometimes you can do it faster through property than you can through business. So just have both to secure you. So God bless you, Simon.
Thank you, Mac. Really appreciate that.
Couple of you soon. Thank you for being on
this. Awesome. Thank you for asking me. Take care. Right
now. So guys, remember to join us on the Business Success Club in Facebook. And so we can continue this conversation. Check out the link, which I will put in here. Check out the link and go to Simon's training. They are full. It's full of value. So you're going to enjoy that. So best of luck, much success and happiness. God bless. Bye for now.